Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. The Alaska Senate passed its version of an oil tax credit reform bill yesterday, 2 days before the scheduled end of the legislative session. Alaska Public Media reports that the Senate's version of House Bill 111 does not have much in common with the bill the House passed a month ago, but both bodies do agree that the state needs to stop paying cash for oil tax credits, a system that will leave the state owing nearly $700 million to oil companies by year's end. The bill is headed back to the House for consideration of the Senate changes. Technically, the legislative session ends on Wednesday, but a two-thirds vote can extend it another 10 days. Governor Bill Walker could also call legislators into a special session to resolve the issue. A University of Alaska Anchorage provost will serve as interim UAA chancellor while a search is conducted to replace outgoing chancellor Tom Case. Anchorage campus provost Samuel Gingrich will fill in after Chancellor Case retires June 30th. UA President Jim Johnson shared the news yesterday during a special regents meeting.
Given the continuity of leadership that Provost Gingrich provides, my plan is to commence the search in the fall.
A similar nationwide search at the University of Alaska Fairbanks yielded four chancellor finalists last month. They are U.S. Global Change Research Program Director J. Michael Cooperberg, Scripps Institute of Oceanography Director Emeritus Tony Haymet, former Fort Hays State University President Murda Martin, and current University of Alaska Vice President for Academic Affairs and Research Dan White. The candidates were recently on campus for interviews and forums before heading into executive session yesterday to discuss his recommendation. President Johnson outlined a schedule for finalizing a decision by May 23rd.
And then the 24th, inform the core cabinet of UAF, the leadership there, and then roll out on the 25th, again from inside out. So on campus first, and then out to the community later that day.
The UAF chancellor's post has been filled on an interim basis since the 2015 retirement of Brian Rogers, first by Mike Powers and currently by Dana Thomas. President Johnson says the plan is to have a new chancellor start work July 1st. The only commercial dairy in the interior is ceasing operations. The Northern Lights Dairy in Delta Junction is one of Alaska's two remaining dairy farms, and as KUAC's Tim Ellis reports, its closure is another hit to Alaska's food security.
Northern Lights Dairy co-owner Lois Lintelman confirmed Monday that she and her husband and co-owner Don Lintelman will shut down operations in the near future. She didn't want to talk any further about it and said they'll announce more information soon. State Agriculture Division Director Arthur Keyes said Monday he was sad to hear about the closure.
Agriculture is a hard industry to be in. It's a challenge.
Keyes says the closure will leave Alaska with only the Havermeister Dairy in Palmer. UAF Experimental Farm Director Milan Shipka says he too was disappointed with the news, but he says consumers probably won't feel much impact from the closing of the only dairy in the interior.
Well, Lintelman's didn't have a huge sector of the market. I don't think it'll have a big impact on what we pay.
Shipka says the closure illustrates a more important problem, and that is Alaska's inability to feed itself.
There's a huge concern about food security in Alaska.
Shipka says the closure of agriculture facilities like the Northern Lights Dairy illustrate the difficulty of farming in Alaska, with its cold weather, high costs, and complicated transportation logistics.
We have one road to get here, and we have a limited number of barges that come into Anchorage. We have one port where they can unload.
Another expert, Danny Constantine with the Alaska Food Policy Council, says the state's food security problem has grown worse over the past few decades.
You know, back in 1955, Alaska produced 55% of the food that we ate. And now, in 2017, it's something like 5%.
He says despite that shortfall, there's growing interest in farming in Alaska that promises to boost the amount of food grown here.
Everywhere you go in Alaska, there's a farmer's market.
He concedes farmers that raise livestock for dairy or meat face greater challenges than those that simply grow veggies and fruit. But he says the grow-your-own trend in Alaska will help us feed ourselves in the years ahead. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.
Firefighting planes and helicopters will be in the air today over the Chena Lakes Recreation Area in North Pole, part of an annual preseason exercise. Alaska Fire Service spokeswoman Beth Ipson says federal and state wildfire personnel will be practicing standard aerial operations.
There's going to be some smoke jumpers, parachuting. There's going to be what's called a paracargo. It's basically a cargo package that will parachute from one of the, they'll drop from one of the aircraft as well. And there might be a helicopter that will be doing bucket drops, meaning basically picking up, scooping water and then dropping it on the ground as a simulating putting it on a fire.
Ipsen says fire season is off to a slow start, but cautions that warmer and drier weather this week combined with remaining dead vegetation pose significant fire risk. She says it's a good time to prepare your property by removing dead leaves, grass, and other vegetation from gutters and around buildings. I'm Dan Bross.